The American Republic, Chapter 3, Section 3, Middle Colonies. In 1649, 17-year-old Philip Henry stood near the back of the crowd gathered around a public platform near Whitehall Palace in London. There he watched Charles I, the King of England, prepare to die. The king made a short speech, prayed silently, and then knelt with his head on the block. With just one blow, the executioner severed the king's head from his body. At that moment, the crowd uttered such a groan as I never heard before, and desire I may never hear again, Henry wrote in his diary. England and the Colonies. In England, the Puritans who controlled Parliament were engaged in a struggle for power against Charles I. In 1642, a civil war began. Led by Oliver Cromwell, a Puritan, the Parliamentary forces defeated the king. Charles I was beheaded in 1649, after a parliamentary court declared him guilty of treason. A new government was established with Cromwell as protector. During these years of unrest, many Puritans left New England and returned to England to fight with Parliament's forces. After the war ended, English men and women loyal to the king went to royal colonies like Virginia. After Cromwell died in 1658, Parliament brought back the monarchy, but placed new limits on the ruler's powers. Charles II, son of Charles I, became king in 1660. His reign is called the Restoration, because the monarchy had been restored. In 1660, England had two clusters of colonies in what is now the United States: Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and Rhode Island in the north, and Maryland and Virginia in the south. Between the two groups of English colonies were lands that the Dutch controlled. In 1621, a group of Dutch merchants had formed the Dutch West India Company to trade in the Americas. Their posts along the Hudson River grew into the colony of New Netherland. The main settlement of the colony was New Amsterdam, located on Manhattan Island. In 1626, the company bought Manhattan from the Manhattanese people for small quantities of beads and other goods. Blessed with a good seaport, the city of New Amsterdam soon became a center of shipping to and from the Americas. To increase the number of permanent settlers in its colony, the Dutch West India Company sent over families from the Netherlands, Germany, Sweden, and Finland. The company gave a large estate to anyone who brought at least 50 settlers to work the land. The wealthy landowners who acquired these riverfront estates were called patroons. The patroons ruled like kings. They had their own courts and laws, settlers owed the patroon labor and a share of their crops.